1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado's not completely drought-free, but it's as close as you can get. Despite some reservoir levels still below normal, for the first time in nearly 20 years of monitoring, the U.S. Drought Monitor Colorado is reporting 99.9% of the state drought-free. If you are planning to camp in the GMUG National Forest this weekend, better double-check first. Forest Service says even though snow may have thawed, most forest roads are impassable because of mud. Gates are closed on many of those roads and rangers advising people to obey the gates. Maps of areas that are open are available at the Forest Service or on their website. Relief for people with diabetes in Colorado. Governor Polis has signed into law a bill capping the copay patients pay for insulin at $100 per month supply. More than 420,000 people in Colorado have diabetes, with average out-of-pocket costs for insulin ranging between $600 and $900 a month. Some relief from robocalls could be coming with the passage of a U.S. Senate bill co-sponsored by Colorado Senator Cory Gardner. It requires phone companies to implement a system to make sure calls are legitimate and increases fines for individuals who succeed in making robocalls and spoofing callback numbers. The bill is now in the U.S. House. Colorado Bureau of Investigation and Montrose County Sheriff's Office are looking for clues in a 1999 cold case. Dale Williams owned a body shop in Nuklin, received a call from a distressed motorist in May of 99. He stopped at a local business on his way to help and hasn't been seen since. His truck was found in a river 2 months later, but no sign of him. Investigators are looking for information about the motorist who called. Tips are being taken through the CBI Grand Junction Regional Office. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.